Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
The November election is now just over 3 months away, and North Carolina continues to be too close to call in the presidential race, as both candidates are spending millions of dollars in commercials and ground organization. The battle for governor between former Charlotte Mayor Pat McCrory and Lieutenant Governor Walter Dalton is also receiving national attention. Here to tell us more about what the voters are thinking about these races and the battle for control of the General Assembly is Tom Jensen with Public Policy Polling. Well, Tom, thanks for being back with us on News and Views.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, I'll talk about in this political season as we head toward the end of the, or I guess the middle of the summer. Let's just start at the top and talk about the presidential race. First in North Carolina, you've done a lot of polling. There have been other pollsters. Where are we in terms of Romney and Obama in North Carolina?
North Carolina continues to be about as much of a toss-up as it could be. Our most recent poll finds Barack Obama ahead by a single point. And that's really consistent with what we've found over the last year and a half. We've polled the presidential race in North Carolina more than 20 times, dating back to the end of 2010. And only one time has either Barack Obama or Mitt Romney been up by more than 3 points. It's just persistently been this incredibly tight race. And that's what all the other polling is showing, too. Pretty much everything falls into the 1 or 2 point Obama lead or 1 or 2 point Romney lead sort of area.
Are there certain groups of voters that you look for or that might be the key? A lot of people talk about independent voters. The Democrats obviously think they have an advantage with women. I mean, what are the young people have generally gone for Obama? What sort of indicators do you think you'll be looking for as we go to November?
I think what we're really going to be paying attention to is the white vote. I think it's a pretty solid bet that there's going to be huge African-American turnout like there was in 2008 and that Barack Obama will get close to 100% of that vote. That then puts him in a situation where he needs to get about 36 or 37% of the white vote in order to win North Carolina. And that may not sound like a whole lot of percentage of the white vote, but Democrats certainly struggle with white voters in the state. So that's something we'll be keeping an eye on. But definitely it continues to be women, young voters, and African-Americans who are keeping Obama competitive here. He persistently has about a 10-point lead with women, still up 25 or 30 with young voters. And of course, African-Americans remain strong.
You guys do polling not just in North Carolina, obviously, but all over the country. We don't have time to talk about all the states, but in general, how do you see the race shaping up nationally?
Well, it's an interesting situation. Obama really is in better shape in terms of the electoral college than he is sort of in the national popular vote. Our national polling finds Obama and Romney very close, somewhere between a tie and a 1 or 2 point Obama lead on a week-to-week basis. But then when you look at the swing states, the Virginias, Colorados, Ohios of the world that really are ultimately going to decide this, Obama's leading in all of those places. So you could see a situation where it's a really close race in the popular vote, but Obama still ends up with more than 300 electoral votes because he does so well in those swing states. It may mean that he's getting beat by 25 in the West Virginias of the world, but ultimately that doesn't really matter.
Moving back closer to home, the governor's race, former Charlotte Mayor Pat McCrory has had a lead the entire time, and I guess it's varied. Where are we now in the Dalton-McCrory race?
Our polling's been very consistent ever since the primary. Pat McCrory's up anywhere 6 or 7 points. And the race has tightened up quite a bit from the beginning of the year when we did our first Dalton-McCrory poll right after Governor Perdue announced she wasn't going to run again. McCrory was up by 15 points. So Dalton's really gained some ground as the party is sort of unified around him after the primary. And one thing that we're keeping a close eye on in the governor's race is the undecideds. The undecideds really lean Democratic. They're supporting Barack Obama by about a 25-point margin, but they don't know Walter Dalton yet, so they're not committed to voting for him the way that Republican voters are committed to voting for Pat McCrory. If everybody who is undecided for governor voted the same party for governor that they're voting for president, this becomes a 3-point race, and I think because of that, this contest is actually has a lot more potential to be competitive than maybe the conventional wisdom.
I guess you just answered it, but my question when you were talking about the results is why does Obama do so much better in North Carolina than Dalton? Is it that fewer people are undecided?
Yep, most Democrats are unified behind Barack Obama. Walter Dalton doesn't have that at all. And one thing, for instance, that you see in Walter Dalton's numbers is he's only polling in the 60s among the black vote, where usually you would expect a Democratic candidate to be closer to 90%. And I think that Dalton will end up closer to 90% by November, just based on how these things have broken historically. And that's why certainly Pat McCrory is the favorite in the governor's race. But I think Walter Dalton's chances are better than a lot of people give him credit for.
Now turning to the General Assembly, where the Republicans have 31 out of 50 senators, 68 out of 120 members of the House. They drew the districts, a huge advantage. What do you think is likely if the election were held today in the General Assembly?
Voters are extremely unhappy with the Republican legislature. It has about a 20% approval rating. It's getting close to congressional levels in terms of how unpopular it is. And there's been a huge shift among North Carolinians to who they want to have control of the legislature. Our most recent poll, voters in the state said they'd vote Democratic for the legislature by a 2-point margin if the election was today. A year and a half ago, they were saying they'd vote Republican by 11, so there's been a 13-point shift. But to answer your actual question, I think the next General Assembly will look very similar to this one. Republicans won this year's legislative elections when they drew the maps last summer, and it's just so well gerrymandered from the perspective of keeping Republicans in power that it's just going to be hard for Democrats to do much more than hold serve.
You think that the numbers will actually be very, there's no chance to pick up a handful of seats either way?
My best guess is that things will stay about what they are. I think there is some potential for Democrats to gain a few seats, but probably not enough for a majority in either chamber. That would be my most likely outcome, is Democrats pick up 3 or 4 House seats, 1 or 2 Senate seats, something like that in terms of the net.
There's been a significant amount of attention on the Council of State races. We just had a lot of runoffs. Republicans have some candidates from urban areas, John Tedesco and others. Do the Republicans have a chance to pick up any of these council state seats currently held by Democrats?
Yeah, the most important trend in North Carolina politics over the last few years, I think, is sort of the decline of ticket splitting. It used to be that many voters in the state would vote Republican for president, but then they'd vote Democratic across the rest of the board. And certainly when Republicans took control of the legislature in 2010 was the first big sign that that was fading. And I think that's going to continue to fade this year, and that will give Republicans a good chance to pick up some of these council of state seats. A couple that we've already polled, the treasurer's race and the auditor race, where there are Democrats incumbents, we find those Democrats right now up by only 2 or 3 points, where they won by much wider margins last time around. So I think that Republicans have a chance to win some offices that they've never won before in the history of our state.
The Republicans also drew congressional lines, and I'm always interested that most people believe North Carolina is relatively evenly divided among Democrats and Republicans and independents, and yet the Republicans could have, what, 9 seats maybe at the end of this election?
Yeah, the Republicans could even get to 10 seats, but I also think it's possible that they could end up with just the 7 that they have right now. We have Mike McIntyre, Larry Kissel, and then Heath Shuler's vacant seat where his chief of staff, Hayden Rogers, is running. Those were all drawn to be Republican districts, but I think that in all 3 of those districts, the Democratic candidate is actually stronger than the Republican candidate. That may not be enough to overcome the new lines, but I think it's a situation where a lot of national pundits have sort of given the Democrats up for dead in those seats, and I think they have the potential to be pretty close, and maybe a few more Democrats hang on than you'd really expect. Republicans could have drawn a map that guaranteed them 8 or 9 seats, but since they were going for 10, they may have drawn themselves so thin that some Democrats survive who on paper shouldn't.
And finally, you may not have a polling answer to this, but maybe you do. We're just bombarded with ads now. I saw something the other day. There's been 21 or 22 different presidential ads in North Carolina, and I'm sure that's only going to continue if the state stays close. Can you tell in polling if ads make a difference? How does that show up in what you do?
It's very rare for an ad to make a difference. The only ad in the last couple election cycles in North Carolina politics I can think of that was a real game changer was the old man on the porch complaining about Elizabeth Dole. I think that really got people giving second thoughts about Elizabeth Dole that helped Kay Hagan get elected, but a great example of how much this matters. Middle of April, 7 weeks before the Wisconsin recall election, we found Scott Walker up by 5 points. Over the next 7 weeks, $60 million were spent on television advertising. He won by 7 points. It barely made any difference at all. And that's the same thing we see here in North Carolina. Millions have been spent here over the last 2 or 3 months. The polls don't move at all. You've really seen tens of millions of dollars spent to win over a 5 or 6% swath of the electorate that's truly persuadable.
Well, Tom, as always, it's fascinating. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Chris.
Up next, the attacks on traditional public schools continue. Stay with us.